That didn't get in the song, but we'll work on that.
Extra verse.
Yeah.
Ticking like a sewing machine, and blue and white paint jobs a beautiful thing in the sunshine. My microbus, microbus is shaped like a loaf of bread. Middle hollowed out, there's room for a bed in the summertime. My microbus cruising along with a cutie by my side. Buy her a rose and take off for a long ride. My microbus. My microbus. The band boys call it a hippie van. It carried all the gear to a one-night stand, a bluegrass jam. My microbus, cruising along with Susie by my side. She loves shifting gears, so I just let her drive.
Grandmother lived at the end of the road, where the trees were as tall as the sky, and a creek still runs by that carries the memories I hold of my grandmother's life. She'd long lived alone since Grandpa had gone, and was tough as a thick auburn hair. But the warmth of her fire and the smile in her eyes let you know she was glad you were there. Once in a while I long to go back there. I think of the place now and then, where we'd run in the sun. Oh, how it'd be fun to go back to my grandma's again. House was a stash of things she'd collected, piled and tucked all around. In the eyes of a child, I only saw treasure waiting at last to be found. There were puzzles and beads, bright colored ribbons, toys collected in jars, and a green candy dish that was filled as you wished with caramels and sweet candy bars. Once in a while I long to go back there. I think of the place now and then, where we'd run in the sun. Oh, how it'd be fun to go back to my grandma's again. A special delight was spending the night, staying up till the sleep filled our eyes. And she'd feed us on Kool-Aid and greasy fried chicken and pickles of all shapes and size. And when the sun shone bright, We'd picnic outside, neath the rose that twined in the trees. And when the rain came down, we'd race to the kitchen and feast on cookies and tea. Once in a while, I long to go back there. I think of the place now and then, where we'd run in the sun. Oh, how it'd be fun to go back to my grandma's again. Oh, once in a while, I long to go back there. I think of the place now and then, where we'd run in the sun. Oh, how it'd be fun to go back to my grandma's.
So the last song we heard was about your grandmother. Did she ever get a chance to hear that song, or was that something you kind of did in memory?
No, I wrote it after she was gone.
Yeah. What a great, I mean, music and songwriting is such a great way to memorialize and pay witness to and just bring attention to. I mean, everything from something as powerful as your memories of your grandmother to your love of stress-eating cookies, as we have found.
You know, Jack wrote a little song. It's very cute. I don't know how much we contribute to it, but...
We're the backup dancers.
Yeah, keep your eyes open. This one was about his little VW bus that he had when I first met him.
My hippie van.
His hippie van, which he calls his micro bus. And actually... in this song, even though it's about the bus, is a little bit about our courting, because at the time I wasn't teaching music. At the time I was teaching at Kenai Central High School and Kenai Middle School, and in between I would go to the Safeway parking lot in Kenai, and he would have a egg salad sandwich in his microbus, and I would eat an egg salad sandwich with him before I ran off to the next school when we first started
playing
dating.
Hooky over your lunch break there. See how it is.
It's my travel time.
With a gasoline heater, with German engineering as a comfy old beater in the wintertime. My microbus, spruce trees rolling by, blue mountains and purple skies, foggy ocean side, sleeping bag is warm and dry. My microbus. Like a sewing machine, blue and white paint job's a beautiful thing in the sunshine.
The hippie band song.
Lovely.
I think anybody who's lived in Alaska for a period of time probably has had a vehicle or a vehicle experience that is worthy of a song of some sort or another. The storyline probably differs. But yeah, that one sounded like a pretty reliable, charismatic vehicle that you had there.
Yes. Yep. It lasted for quite a while.
You know, one of the lines that always kind of gets me of that is the German engineering, which they do... they're well known for, but I never knew of any quote-unquote hippie van that didn't have a plethora of problems.
Well, other than the ever-present rust,
yes,
it was pretty decent. And the reference to the German engineering was because of the gasoline heater.
Oh, yes.
That was located.
Gasoline heater.
It was located right underneath the bus. It's this huge heater, and it actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not explode and burn the bus down or anything like that. But yeah, it was a.
Those were kind of dicey, weren't they, Jack?
Well, yeah, that, you know, they could have been. And that's kind of what I was trying to say in the song is that, yeah, they have managed to put some very reliable controls on it. To keep it from becoming a jet engine, and you know,
it seems a low bar to have a vehicle that surprisingly isn't a death trap. Like, well, you just hope that it's just not going to be period, not like you're bucking the odds and survive and the gasoline heater that could go at any time.
Well, and if anyone had a experience with a bus of that size in cold weather, they mm-hmm. would know that. The regular engine heater, which worked off the exhaust system,
mm-hmm.
was kind of sketchy and did not work. It was, I've heard it compared to a mouse breathing on your toes.
Oh, so super effective for Alaska yeah. in the winter, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a really big mouse. I don't know.
Yeah.
Can be well fed as a mouse.
I was amazed that he had a vehicle. VW van that had heat, because my family had one when I was growing up, and we had like 5 sleeping bags in there because there was no heat, and you had to wrap up in a sleeping bag, and that was in Washington on the warm side mm-hmm. of the mountains. So yeah, it was great. Well, it was very endearing.
Very glad that you all have survived your vehicles that you've had throughout your lives and could be here to play for us today. This is wonderful. This is, of course, day one of KDLL's Fall Membership Drive. I'm Jenny Nyman. I'm the general manager, and I am very lucky to be sitting in the studio today with Jack Will, Sue Biggs, and Vicky Tinker, and Marian Nelson is our volunteer here couple of hours this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Thanks for being here, Marian.
I'm the non-singing part of this situation.
You and I both, we are the duet of silence over here, because I don't know about you, but nobody needs to hear what I would attempt to do
I am an incredible soloist with the St. Olaf Choir in the middle of my living room.
There you go.
Every now and then, and the alto, I think, with Waylon Jennings in my car. Just right on.
Location, as they say.
Yeah, the acoustics are just right. Mm-hmm. Although I have to admit, I think I've lost a... Thanks to hollering at hockey games.
Oh.
That's okay. That was a good sacrifice for me.
Well, and we would love to hear from you, whether you are musically inclined or not, or in tune or not. We would just love to hear that phone ring at 283-8433 to make your donation to support KDLL Public Radio on the Central Kenai Peninsula. Listener-supported public radio, of course. You being the listeners, and the support being what Membership Drive is all about. Although right now, it is all about having some live local music, which is fantastic. We're in here until 3 p.m. this afternoon, then we're going to get back to the news. But yeah, for now, we're just enjoying anything you guys want to play. It sounds like I could pretty much dredge up any random word, and you might have a song that you could come up with that would go along with it. Quite prolific, you guys are.
You know, Jack and I play that game when we're driving from back and forth from Homer to here, and it's we do choose a word. And then we try to think of all the songs that we know.
Ah.
And it's pretty fun because we both come from such different backgrounds that we can come up with quite a random number of
songs. Okay, the challenge is KDLL.
Oh, no way. That's
a little specific.
How about pickles?
There were pickles in the last song.
There were
pickles.
I heard it. Absolutely. We've had lots of pickle influence in the past, so it's worthy. Well, you've got, rice and...
Yeah. Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes
and rice,
yep,
absolutely.
Heard that one.
Yep.
Well, and there is the zucchini song.
Oh, absolutely. Is that next?
It could be. We're ready to do a fiddle tune. Would you like to hear that?
Yeah, absolutely. Anything.
All right. This is actually not an original. This is a Shokan Farewell. It's our arrangement of it,
okay.
The three of us. So since we're here with 2 fiddles and a guitar,
super.
It'd be nice to do it.
Fantastic.
Well, that was lovely.
Just beautiful. You know what? That's music to look up KDLL.org by.
A soundtrack.
Yes. Not to be promoting the fun drive, but to be promoting the fun drive.
Well, that is kind of why you're here, Marion.
I believe that's
right. We like having you around, and feel free to visit anytime, but specifically today, that is why you're here.
Yeah, 283-8433 or KDLL.org. The donate button is the one to hit on that on online.
Indeed it is. So what is the zucchini song?
Oh, the zucchini song.
'Tis the season.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, and I have the lovely Guy Clark tomato song. I love to sing that,
too. Oh, that's a fun one, too.
That works.
But, zucchini.
Can't tell you how many tomato sandwiches I've had in the last few weeks. So wonderful tomatoes that I picked up at Farmer's Market and what all.
Yeah, 'tis the season for harvesting and all of that wonderful stuff.
One day, I have to confess, I had 4 tomato and mayonnaise sandwiches.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, it was small bread.
It's a short season, you know.
So quick plug for gardening-related things, actually. We've got one of our special membership drive shows coming up tomorrow. Let me double-check here. That is going to be at noon tomorrow. We have a panel of local gardening experts that are going to answer your questions. So if you have tried to grow tomatoes and were not successful or would like to be more successful or grow fill in the blank, because these guys have done it all. So that will
they
be
have indeed
good
yes.
time to tune in and call in with your questions. And it can be anything from beginner, brand new gardening up to you are doing it for a living. These folks that we've got coming in have the answers for you. So quick plug to listen in tomorrow at noon for that one.
That's good.
It's such a great group. You know, I just learned so much if I ever get to the meetings, huh?
Well, these are people who are not necessarily because of the garden club, but they're just darn good gardeners. And there's always new. There's always new people starting to garden. There's always new things for people who've been gardening, whether they're moving around to a new plot of dirt or whatever. But in the meantime, to support that effort and our musical effort, 283-8433 or KDLL.org.
If you need us to write you a jingle with that.
Oh, we would love a jingle.
That'd be funny.
Great.
It's been a while since I've sung this song, but, you know, I wrote this because I am a gardener myself, and when I lived in Washington, I had a quarter-acre garden. And I thought, oh, I love zucchini, so I planted 9 hills of zucchini.
Oh, wow.
My first garden in Washington.
What did you learn, Sue?
Which was 27 plants. And needless to say, it was out in the middle of nowhere, so it was very hard to pawn it off on a lot of people. I bought the book 101 Ways to Fix Zucchini, and I made a lot of relish and, yes, learned how to make pickles, and yes, I had jars and
Great.
Jars of things.
What inspiration for you.
Yeah, so this song came out of that. It's a little harder for me to grow zucchini here. They're very well loved here, each one little plant. Well, no matter where you are, whether it's day or night, be sure to lock your car, roll up your windows tight, for there'll be folks come creeping like Santa in July, carrying sacks just heaping with squash the size of kites. For the happy keen-eyed gardeners are having lots of fun, planting hills of summer squash to share with everyone. They've piles and piles for miles and miles. They've grown more than a few, and they don't know what to do with them, so they're giving them all to you. That's nice. How many loaves of bread fit in your freezer door? 12 quarts of relish made, and yet they bring you more. They stuff them in your mailbox till there's no room for mail. and leave them in the staff lounge with notes in great detail, saying we're happy, keen-eyed gardeners, we're having lots of fun planting hills of summer squash to share with everyone. We piles and piles for miles and miles, we've grown more than a few, and we don't know what to do with them, so we're giving them all to you. Jack, well, we need some oil. Yeah, there you go. So from mid-July until the first frost comes, I'll search in desperation on 3recipes.com and all my generous neighbors I'm truly thankful for. But still, as extra caution, I think I'll lock my door.
That's a good problem to have, but I get that that would be a problem. It'd be a little stressful to be snowed under a hills and hills of zucchini.
Oh, yeah, you got to watch your cars, you know, that time of the year. They might have a bag sitting there from somewhere.
Oh, dear.
But it's fun. It's fun.
Nice.
Yeah, we're a little tucked away out of the main comings and goings of the Kenai Peninsula out here, so membership drive's fun because we get visitors. Often get visitors out here, so it's kind of nice to...
Yeah.
Have listeners stop in and we get to meet and greet and answer questions and find out, you know, feedback, what you like, what you don't like, what suggestions people have, what questions people have. So we are always happy to have that kind of feedback. And if you have any questions or suggestions or comments that you want to make when you give us a call, we definitely appreciate it. It's a great time to reach out and let us know what you think, because at the end of the day, this is your radio station, listener-supported public radio station. We get to sit here and push the buttons, but it's not mine, it's not Shaylin's, it's not Jay's, it's not even our boards, it's our communities, and this is the time of the year where we like to thank you guys for your support and for listening and ask you for a little direct contribution to keep us going in the right direction.
Right, you are the public in public radio.
K-D-L-L Music and in news.
Jeez.
Talk on the Kenai, and it's all for you.
Whoa!
Jenny,
nice.
Ask and you shall receive. Huh?
I'm very happy I'm recording. That's probably going to make it into the rotation there.
Yeah. Fantastic, Jack.
Don't ask me to play it again.
How about another non-original, a nice Tim O'Brien song? Should we do 49 Keep on Talking?
Oh, yeah.
Just picture you're walking down a gravel road.
KDLL to make your donation.
Oh, right.
Left the cold and the rain behind, drove out west to Memphis. South across the Mississippi line, rolled my window down. Big river running on my right, turtles on the banks walking. Don't know how far I'm gonna get tonight, 49 and keep on talking. Some roads are made for driving fast, some roads are made for walking. Some roads are made to ease my mind, 49 keep on talking. Me and her, we call it love. What the hell
matter. When the pushing came to shove, I didn't have much to say. I guess I'm better off on my own. No, she won't hear me knocking. This westbound lane's gonna be my home. 49, keep on talking. Some roads are made for driving fast. Some roads are made for walking. Some roads are made to ease my mind. 49, keep on talking. See the black girl with the long blonde hair up on top of the levee. What's she thinking about standing there? What does she see today? A dusty haze in the setting sun. Crows on the wires are watching. I let 2 miles turn into 21. 49, keep on talking. Some roads are made for driving fast. Some roads are made for walking. Some roads are made to ease my mind. 49, keep on talking. Some roads are made for driving fast. Some roads are made for walking. This might be the road to ease my mind. 49, keep on talking.
Fabulous.
That is a good one.
One of my faves.
So how do you guys decide in your larger group iterations? I mean, I know you play smaller ensembles too, but what, given that you all are coming from kind of different backgrounds, how do you decide what you're going to play and what you're going to work on? Is it you all just kind of get a pick one and everyone goes along with it? Or is there a discussion between like, that is or isn't going to work for our particular group?
It's a very interesting process, and depending on the group, when Sue and I are playing together, we kind of wing it. We have a list of songs, we have a songbook, but we kind of listen to what the crowd is reacting to.
Okay.
And go from there. Now, Food for the Soul, they all get together and think of what songs they want. They put them together in a songbook, and they just start off on page one and right through them.
So. Actually, Bonnie has all the song books at her house, and she kind of puts them together, which is a great gift to us because it, you know, like when we're getting ready to do a gig, she just kind of arranges them, and we're quite happy with it. Sometimes Suzanne comes down early, and we'll get together and we'll go, oh, let's do this one, or if we're learning a new song or something. And we're usually kind of on the same page about like a new song or something that we get excited about, and I don't think we've ever had a scuffle or had to arm wrestle about what songs to do.
I was going to say they are very cohesive to all practical appearances, for sure. It's marvelous.
Well, I'm sure, and that's part of the reason why Food for the Soul has been a group for as long as it has been a group. How did that come together, and how long have you guys all been playing together?
Well, I think
for?
about 25 years ago, maybe more, Bonnie and I were working at the hospital. And
this is Bonnie Nichols.
Bonnie Nichols, yes. And she and Suzanne Little, who lived here locally at the time, they were in a conference room practicing, learning a song for a wedding. And I happened to walk through, and I just threw in a third harmony because I knew the song. And I said, wait a minute, who are you? Come back here. The group was formed then. It was called Not in Session because Suzanne was a legislator then, and we could only play when when legislature wasn't in session. And then shortly after Glenn's and my wedding, so that was almost 21 years ago, Sue at first joined us, and then Jack, because Jack's kind of the glue that holds us musically together. Anyway, and by that time we had called ourselves Food for the Soul. And then there was a period of about 5 years where Suzanne had moved outside to Seattle and or Squim, and Shannon Darling joined the group.
Oh,
and so
right.
That was a different configuration. And at that time, we called ourselves Worth Many Cattle. Because if someone was to, like, want us as wives, their dowry would, they would need a lot of cattle. Because we were,
you know, Jenny, much. Worth many cattle.
Yeah, yeah. You guys right. Know your value.
Yeah.
Make sure you hold out for a whole herd.
Yeah, yeah. Especially with Jack in the mix. So, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And then recently, Sandy Simons has been sitting within us.
Yeah, playing percussion with us.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. So that's a nice, fun
that's a new yeah. dimension.
Yep.
It makes for quite a crew when we're playing at Veronica's.
Right.
We take up about half the place.
Oh, those are happy nights when you're
they
at Veronica's.
Cozy, just like our KDLL studio here today
right.
for hosting musicians. We're very grateful you are here, and we're also probably a little grateful nobody is playing a full-size piano, because that'd be a little tough to get you all in here at this point.
I kind of got distracted on the last song because the motorcycle outside was not in tune with what we were playing.
Oh.
You know, my mind wandered. I'm sorry about that. Yeah.
That was Terry Bookie.
Yeah, I'll take that up with our board president.
Departing
he needs to tune his motorcycle.
Tune his engine, please. Yeah. Well, you were talking about tomatoes. So even though this is not, it is not another original, but it is one of my all-time favorite songs to sing. I learned this in Colorado years ago and then only found it recently in the last couple of years.
Great.
So, and it's a great, oh, thank you. And it's a great one with harmonies. And since Vicki and Jack are both here, it's great.
Would this be Homegrown Tomatoes?
It is. Homegrown Tomatoes by Guy Clark.
I have used this one many a time in my gardening show intros. I like this one.
Okay, well, don't compare me to Guy Clark, okay? There ain't nothing in this world that I like better than bacon and lettuce, homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning, out in the garden, get you a ripe one, don't pick a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. A winter without them is a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweat and the digging every time I go out and pick me a bacon. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only 2 days and money can't buy. That's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Go out to eat, and that's for sure, but there's nothing a homegrown tomato can't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs, eat them with gravy, eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. Homegrown tomatoes on a hot cake griddle. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would that be without homegrown tomatoes? With only 2 days and money can't buy. That's true love and homegrown tomatoes. If I was to change this life I lead, you could call me Johnny Tomato Seed, cause I know what this country needs. Homegrown tomatoes in every yard you see. Now when I die, don't bury me in a box in a cold dark cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, cause I could be pushing up homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only 2 things that money can't buy. That's true love and homegrown tomatoes. Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What would life be without homegrown tomatoes? There's only 2 things that money can't buy. True love and homegrown tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. I wish I'd had that playing in the background as I was wolfing down these tomato sandwiches the other day. I would have felt a little more justified. Great. Thanks so much. Isn't this great this afternoon, Jenny? I'm just so pleased that you were able to book Jack and Sue.
Well, I'm just so pleased that they were so willing to come in and do this. You know, I had to go through your agents and then talk to your bookers and then...
All those clearances lawyers.
I believe this
was
a couple...
your way through the
politicians.
This came about through a couple of emails and me asking you actually on stage last Friday during the evening of Classic Con. Hey, you guys still good to come in during the membership? Yeah.
Perfect, perfect.
Love small towns, how those things work out.
Speaking of evening of classics...
Maybe, you want to do that?
Maybe Sue would be willing
so
to sing a little bit.
I wouldn't sing it classically, though. I could sing it with my folky voice. Probably blast people out with my classical.
Oh, is this the one that you performed?
We could do a little bit
of it. Oh, yeah. You guys did a very nice original last week. The Crane. Was it the Crane?
The lad
who dances with cranes.
Oh, yeah.
This is about Vicky's husband.
Mm-hmm.
Who does dance with cranes.
Right, so we have our house is in the middle of a big hayfield, and we have a family of cranes that comes and hangs out every summer, and they return in the spring, and they do this kind of welcome home dance, and Glenn dances back at them, and they're very responsive, and he's got this kind of ridiculous-looking crane dance, but he dances with the cranes.
Nice.
That's our very own Glenn Tinker. I mean, he is a miracle guy, and who else would even think to dance with the cranes but Glenn, with Vicky's encouragement, I'm sure.
He needs no encouragement. He just kind of does his own thing. So.
That's wonderful.
And Sue wrote a song about that.
Yeah, I did.
It's fabulous.
We could just do a short intro and then sing the song. How about that?
Okay.
Because it gets pretty involved otherwise. Walk with me down the gravel lane to the field where the tall grass grows. See the lad who dances with cranes. Their call, their gentle call, my love. A timeless song sung in heartfelt gain, but not disturbed or bothered at all, is the lad who dances with cranes. So the wings lift and the feathers rise, a tangled of steps bobs low and high, the lilting warble of love's delight, a mystical sight tonight. Come and rest, my love. Come and sense the call of spring again. Down the field where the grass grows tall, see the lad who dances with cranes.
Bravo.
That was very fun. Mm-hmm. Instruments sounding not quite like instruments anymore, but like other things.
Like cranes.
Like cranes.
That's wonderful.
And that is, of course, Sue Biggs and Jack Will and Vicki Tinker in the studio today, playing live for us on the air in KDLL's Fall Membership Drive. Day one, we're doing this again tomorrow, and we'll have more live music for you tomorrow as well. From 1 to 3 p.m., we're featuring local music here on the Kenai, and Nelson Kemp and Keely Boyle are going to come in and play tomorrow. And surrounding that, we have got some more original local programming all day long. Coming up at 3 p.m. today, we're going to switch gears back into sort of the more newsy realm. Shaylin Cochran's going to have a long-form interview that he did with some growers and retailers of marijuana on the Kenai Peninsula. So merely 2 years in, and the cannabis industry shows no sign of slowing down. It's becoming a star player in the peninsula's agriculture game, with more than a half a dozen retail stores and even more producers, with more in the works all the time. And of course, that has some pretty interesting implications for the economy here locally and sales taxes, which of course fund schools. So that's a really interesting conversation that he had. That is coming up at 3 p.m., so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, give us a call, 283-8433, or get online to kdll.org and show your support for local programming here during our fall membership drive.
Indeed, that's great. And this the program coming up, the Econ, what, 9?
Econ 91.9. That's our weekly economic report, 9 right. a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays.
Right. I was forgetting the 91.9. I love that program.
And, oh, good.
I think that is so great. It's another example of what the station is doing to have these locally produced, originated programs during the drive. I just think it's a heroic effort. I know that on the part of everybody here, but it really adds to the community involvement, the community orientation of this station, and what it means to all of us to have our very own public radio station. You are the public in public radio, and to have these locally produced programs with our staff and other people, it makes it just that much more meaningful and more worthwhile to support, I might add. So do call 283-8433 or kdll.org online and press that donate button.
And we are getting up to the top of the hour here. It is 2:52, so we've probably got time for maybe two more songs, I'm gonna guess.
Well, Vic just pulled a song out for Pocket.
That they've never played before. So.
Perfect.
Oh, all right. Flying without a net here.
But they're quick studies. So Bonnie and I recently wrote a song. I spend a lot of time on Facebook because it's a good communication tool for me and how I keep in touch with people. But I have learned whenever there are political posts to never read the comments because I lose heart in human nature in general, and at the cruelty of people and how polarized we become, and we've kind of lost the art of civil discourse, so I wrote a song about it, and Bonnie also wrote it with me. I had this genesis of an idea and went over to her house and we worked on it together. But it's called Lean In, and the concept is it's when you're in a conversation and you really want to listen to hear what somebody says, your body language leans toward them and your arms aren't crossed and your legs aren't crossed, and you're showing them that that you want want to hear what they have to say. Yeah. And we've kind of lost, because of social media, we don't have the nuances of body language and facial expression, and there's people are kind of free to be less than nice sometimes. So I don't like confrontation. Why can't we just get along? So sure of our positions, mired down in right and wrong. We don't see eye to eye, we're as far as east from west. How can we walk together? Should we wait for better weather? Or lean into the storm and go on? Lean in, when you don't understand someone, lean in. It's so hard these days not to turn and run away, but we need each other's strength, lean in. Caught up in our worldview, we don't listen to the rest. But I want ears to hear you and a heart that sees the best. I'll step inside your shoes, feel the fire that fuels your cause. Set aside my accusations about your pride and motivations, and lean into you and go on. Lean in, lean in. When you don't understand someone, lean in. It's so hard these days not to turn and run away, but we need each other's strength, lean in. I take a breath, I lean in. I'm not afraid to step in. I take a breath, I lean in. I'm not afraid to step in, lean in, lean in. When you don't understand someone, lean in. It's so hard these days not to turn and run away, but we need each other's strength, lean in. Yeah, we need each other's strength, lean in.
Very appropriate, Vicki.
Yeah, timely, yes.
Timely. Vote the midterms.
I hate to be too punny about this, but what a wonderful note to end our show on here today. I know, it's terrible. So it's getting pretty close to 3 o'clock, so we probably need to be getting ready to switch over to Shaylin here at the top of the hour. But I want to thank you guys so, so much for coming in. This has been a wonderful last couple of hours.
Thank you for inviting us.
Having you play and chat with us and just add some warmth and life to our studio out here. We get a little chilly just pushing buttons and staring at computer screens. It's nice to have some music and some laughter and some wonderful people in here to share the afternoon with. So thank you all so much.
Thank you for all you guys do for public radio.
Well, and thanks to our listeners and our members and our supporters. We would not be here on the air, of course, without it. So if you would like to be counted among those ranks, please give us a call at 283-8433. Stop by the studio. We got some pizza out there. We got some Rita cookies. We've got a new batch of mugs. So if you are a collector of public radio mugs, we got some new ones this year. Stop on out and grab one of those and hopefully leave us a donation while you're at it.
Those mugs are my wine glasses. They're my water glasses. They're everything. That's the only thing I drink out of is KDL mugs.
Nice.
Is there something else? I'm not aware of it anymore.
We're happy to
super fan, Marion.
We're happy to keep you hydrated, Marion.
Yeah, it's important. So, KDLL.org or 283-8433.
All right, so we are going to switch gears here to a conversation that our evening news reporter and host Shaylin Cochran had with some representatives of the fledgling, I shouldn't say fledgling because it has definitely sprouted and is flourishing cannabis industry here on the Central Peninsula. So while our musicians get themselves packed up and while Shaylin gets that ready, we're going to leave with a song actually from you guys. Ooh, the magic of technology. So I have a recording of Jack and Sue, Rainbow River.
Oh, great.
So tell us quickly, what is Rainbow River? Where did that come from?
One of my faves.
It was a rainbow fishing trip on the Kenai River with a friend of mine in his drift boat. And somehow I woke up in the middle of the night with this tune and these words running through my head. And I ran out to the kitchen table and wrote them down. And that's all I can say is it just kind of bing.
All right.
No magic guitars, nothing like it. It was just all of a sudden was there.
All right. Well, we are going to enjoy that as we shift gears here. And hopefully we will enjoy a call from you, 283-8433. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Water swiftly flowing over gravel bars and slow rolling under a fallen spruce tree. Winding down the canyons through the mountains.